From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House advisors once again saying North Korea will face destruction unless it ends its nuclear and missile programs. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley told CNN North Korea is beginning to feel the pinch, but she is considering moving on from the diplomatic efforts and turning the matter over to U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster still seems to favor sanctions as the way to put pressure on Pyongyang.
Well, we may have to take some steps, though, that restrict trade in any way that we can with this regime to choke off the resources that allow this regime to continue to prioritize their military efforts, their missile efforts, their nuclear efforts over the well-being of their own people.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has pledged to continue his weapons program, saying his country is nearing the goal of equilibrium in military force with the United States. North Korea will be high on the agenda for world leaders this week at their annual meeting of the UN General Assembly. Britain has eased its terrorist threat level from critical to severe after police arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train in London. 21-year-old man was detained late Saturday under Britain's Terrorism Act. Earlier Saturday, an 18-year-old was arrested. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Friday rush hour attack, the fifth this year in Britain. Tens of thousands of ethnic Oromo Ethiopians have been displaced in border clashes with ethnic Somalis, with reports indicating that dozens have been killed in the past week. The region has seen sporadic ethnic violence for decades. Sunday, Prime Minister deployed the army to quell the violence. This is VOA News. Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox Jews clashed with Israeli security forces in Jerusalem when an anti-military demonstration turned violent. Protesters were demonstrating against the arrest of a community member for refusing to enlist in the military. The issue has gained attention since Israel's Supreme Court struck down a 2015 law that granted exemptions from military service to ultra-Orthodox men. The Islamic militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said in a statement it will dissolve as administrative body and hold general elections. The decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. We asked Randolph-Macon College Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach if this is significant.
Very significant. And if it actually happens, it would be extremely significant. Ever since the Palestinian elections for the parliament or the legislative council in 2006, Hamas and the ruling Fatah Party, which has dominated Palestinian politics and certainly both the Palestine Liberation Organization and now the Palestinian Authority, that conflict has crippled the Palestinian body politic and has certainly made peace negotiations and a number of other things very, very complicated.
The news of the decision from Hamas comes after both Hamas and Fatah participated in recent separate talks with Egyptian intelligence officials in Cairo. Four young U.S. tourists were attacked with acid on Sunday at a train station in the French city of Marseille. French authorities said they don't think extremist views motivated a 41-year-old woman to throw the acid. Regional newspaper quoted unidentified police officials as saying that the woman had a history of mental health problems and did not try to flee the site of the attack. The governor of the U.S. state of Missouri warns his administration will deal harshly with those responsible for a violent protest in the city of St. Louis over the death of an African-American man at the hands of a white police officer who was acquitted of murder in the case. A number of people have been arrested, and the police chief in St. Louis, Lawrence O'Toole, said his police force will be diligent in responding to the violence.
We will continue to ensure our citizens' First Amendment rights are protected. However, we will not tolerate violence against citizens, police officers, or damage to property.
A small band of protesters began breaking windows and throwing objects at police over the weekend with Saturday clashes. More demonstrations are expected in the days ahead. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.